We're talking about something entirely different when we bring in Shai Davidi, which we will do right now, obviously, and it only adjacently pertains to sports. But Shai, thanks for doing this.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Just doing a radio show. So, the Roberto Osuna, for people who haven't heard, can you give us the latest on the situation?
Well, he was arrested by Toronto police early this morning. He was charged with assault of a woman, and he's been placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball, which it can do for up to 7 days under the domestic violence policy that it agreed to with the Players Association back in 2015. So right now he's suspended. Jake Petrichka is up to take his spot on the roster. And, you know, right now the process is in the courts and the police's hands.
What would happen after the 7 days?
We're still working through that, but I believe Major League Baseball could impose a discipline on him at that point. But again, I think there are a couple moving parts. I could be wrong about this, but I believe this is the first time we've had an incident like this in season to this point. So I think we're in a little bit of uncharted territory right now. I believe there were some others that occurred in spring training. So this is a little bit different. But I think at that point, Major League Baseball could, if it wanted to, impose some discipline, subject to an appeal from the players side.
So you, in the piece up on Sportsnet.ca, you list the other guys that have faced suspension because of domestic violence issues: Jose Reyes, Aroldis Chapman, Yuri's Familia, and Stephen Wright. None of those guys were convicted, right? Like, this is pretty clear that you don't need to be convicted to be suspended.
No, the way the policy works is that Major League Baseball can conclude that conduct occurred that was contrary to the policy, even if it's not enough to render a conviction in the court of law. And that's what's taken place so far. And I think that's a good mechanism on Major League Baseball's part, that, you know, that they're not just sort of sweeping these incidents under the rug. And sometimes, you know, that for different reasons, these things become hard to prosecute in a court of law. And sometimes, you know, the victim may withdraw the charges. And so this gives Major League Baseball a mechanism to impose some discipline because conduct contrary to the policy has occurred.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, and I don't know if you know the answer to this. So the 7 days are up and Major League Baseball is doing its own review of the situation to see what happens. They maybe conclude their investigation after 7 days, but this thing is going to continue to play out through the court system, and it's going to take a lot longer than 7 days, right, Chai? Like, we're talking about months, if not a year, before Roberto Osuna sees the inside of a courtroom. If this goes to trial, he could be suspended and then back from suspension in time before a verdict has even been rendered. Like, that is a possibility, right?
Theoretically, yeah. I mean, his first court date is scheduled for June the 18th. And what happens at that point, where things go from there, is up to the courts. But that's the way things have set up for right now. But I'm sure that Major League Baseball doesn't want a player in an active court case on the field, but how much, what it can do vis-a-vis the, you know, its policy versus what the law says, you know, that part's a little bit gray right now.
But it does feel like, getting the sense and reading between the lines of some of your comments, that, like, if we all agree this is going to proceed going forward, that it's very unlikely that we would see Roberto Osuna again before June 18th.
Again, I don't know that for certain, so I don't want to say it. It's certainly a possibility right now. You know, you look at some of the other cases. I mean, the suspensions have ranged between 15 to 51 or 52 games, depending on how you end up computing the Reyes discipline. But that's the ballpark that we're looking at. So if it does end up being something on the shorter end, you know, then it's possible he's pitching again before there's a court date. If it's, you know, indefinitely pending court proceedings, then that's a different matter. So I think there's still a lot of things to get figured out right now before we can sort of say definitively this is what they're looking at.
I know the Blue Jays had a giveaway with Roberto Osuna's face on some T-shirts. Like, has that officially been canceled? Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't had a chance to ask about that.
Can we, let's for a second move to just some baseball matters. obviously this is pressing and the big issue of the day. But who do you expect to get the closer reps while Roberto Osuna is no longer with this team?
Well, just based on recent history, you would think Ryan Tepera would move into that role. Certainly, Sung Hwan Oh's got some experience doing it. John Axford's got some experience doing it. But, you know, Ryan Tepera is the eighth inning guy. And typically what happens in these situations is that everyone just moves up a slot into the next role. So, you know, my guess right now would be Ryan Tepera. And we're going to talk to John Gibbons a little bit later. We'll get a bit more information on that as it comes out. But, you know, at that point, at this point, that would be my guess.
Shai, great reporting on this. Obviously, a horrible story, and we'll continue to follow it. Thanks for joining us for a little bit.
Thanks, Shai.
Yeah, definitely a sad day. Take care, guys.